Today's scripture reading comes from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. If you are able to stand, please do so. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and place my fingers in the mark of the nails, and place my hands in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which were not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Wow. You know, it's kind of amazing the power of those last few verses of "We have seen the Lord." A little bit earlier, when I was talking with the kids, I had mentioned about the disciples being holed up in a room, locked in, because they were afraid. You know, a lot of us move right on through the Easter season, and we learn about his trials. We learn about him being beat and tortured. We learn about him hanging from a cross. We learn about him being placed in a tomb, and all of a sudden, he's not there. He's risen. And we go straight through, kind of somber and yet relaxed. And we get to Easter and yay, everyone's happy and joyous and all that. But we forget that there was a time in between where people really didn't know what in the world was going on. They just didn't. They didn't skip right to this, "Oh, Christ died. Oh, hey, he's back." They went through a time where even after he was back, even after Mary went through and told everyone, "Hey, I saw him, he's around," that they were like, "Hey, we don't believe that. We're not quite so sure about that. We don't know. Yeah, he said he was coming back, but he's not here." And at this time, they were very fearful for their lives. This is why they were locked in a room. They didn't want to get caught. They didn't want to get killed. They didn't want to suffer the same fate. So they locked themselves up in a room, hoping to protect themselves. And you know, we never get that sense of fear in this season. Yes, we're sad. We learn, and we understand how important this was. But we know the end of the story. We have the book. We can go to the next chapter and say, "Hey, guess what? Everything's all right. We're cool. Everything's good. But the disciples, they didn't have that. Even though Jesus told them, hey, I'm coming back. Even though he told the Pharisees, in 3 days, I'll have that temple rebuilt. The disciples still didn't know. They were sitting there, cowering. They were afraid. They didn't know what was going to come next. They didn't know how they were going to go on. That fear was like real. It was the same kind of fear as if you were facing a tiger right in front of you. Or if you saw that car careen off of the road towards where you were walking. That kind of fear. We never get that. We kind of skim right on past it, and we're happy. But you know what? The amazing thing about that is we have seen the Lord. And he showed up right in the middle of that crowd. And he said, guess what? I'm back. And they were like, yay! Happy. Now we know what to do. You know, most of the time we concentrate on, in this story, on Thomas and doubting. But I think it's important to realize that what the disciples were going through at this time and how they go from, oh my God, my life is over, to, oh my God, it just began. This is amazing. Christ is risen. He's actually here. I could touch him. I could sit here and eat with him and talk with him. And it's amazing. And we're so happy and joyous. But you know, there's another flip side to that too. In that same passage, they mentioned that Jesus looked at him and said, hey, as the Father sent me, so I send you. That's key. That's important. Because we're all happy. And you know, we tend to hold on to things that are important to us. We tend to keep them together. Whether it's money, whether it's our family, whether it's the church, the way things look, the way things feel, we want to hold on to these things that make us happy and joyous and all that. We don't want to let them go. But here it is. Christ is saying, no. Take it out there and show it around. Take it out there and show it around. Sometimes, though, we wonder, okay, where have we seen the Lord, though? Where have we seen the Lord? Anyone? Come on. Participation. If you can't think of a reason or a way that you've seen the Lord, you need to start thinking a little harder. In a child's laughter. Could it be in music? I bet you it could. What else? Nature. How about the rain? You know, most of the time we go thinking, hey, this rain really bites. I wish it would stop. But, you know, if any of you are allergy sufferers, you would know that from the previous weeks, without this rain keeping the pollens down and all that, it's been like really heck on our nasal passages and our Kleenex boxes. But, you know, the rain's, the Lord's there. He's in it. Where else? Anyone? Yeah, most definitely. Where have you all recently seen it most? Think back maybe about a week or so. Confirmation class. I got two examples there. Tristan and William, you want to stand up? Stand up. So, can you see the Lord in them? Go ahead, you can sit down. I can, even though I work with them in youth group. I can still see the Lord in them. Their smiles. We can, I'm sorry? The Living Last Supper. The Living Last Supper. I'm going to throw another one in because he's probably not thinking it right now, but I bet you Fritz sees the Lord in trains. We see it in the grass. We see it in the pavement. We see it in the car that we drive. We see it when we go out there and there's gas in the car to start it. We see it. We should see it in everything. And if you don't see it in everything, you need to start looking a lot closer at where you see the Lord, because he's all around. He's ever here, ever present. You know, the song that the choir sang, it's such a beautiful song. But my favorite part of it was the ending, especially when it went into a cappella. But the line reads, "In the beauty of his holiness, living daily in his presence, we have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord." Think about that. In the beauty of his holiness, living daily in his presence. We need to live in his presence. He's always here, so it's not that difficult, but we need to live in it. We also need to remember that we have seen the Lord is something that we should be running out the doors, hollering, "Hey, we've seen the Lord!" It's a happy thing. It's a party, and we need to have that with everyone. We need to make sure that we're not keeping it here, right here in us, or right here in this building. We need to be taking that message. We have seen the Lord, and this is what he's done for us. And this is what he means to me, to everyone out there, beyond the doors. We have seen the Lord. He is risen. Let's make it so, and let's share what we've seen with everyone that we come into contact with. Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we go about our lives, help us to remember that seeing you and being a part of your mission is not about keeping things to ourselves. It's about sharing and spreading the love and the good news that we have seen the Lord. Strengthen us as we go about our days so that we may carry that message to all that we come into contact with. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.